Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It was such a huge moment for this team to be able to pull off a win. A, because what was on the line in terms of their season, but B, to be able to do it and to say to everyone, hey, we are still here and we support our guy in Sean McDermott.
Is the Buffalo Plus podcast brought to you by Connors and
Ferris.
All right,
welcome back to the Buffalo Plus YouTube channel presented by Connors and Ferris. Mike Catalana, I am Jenna Cottrell. Please be sure to like, comment, and subscribe as we break down this Bills win.
Easy one.
Over the Chiefs, never a doubt, right?
Easy one. This was a cakewalk.
20-17, the Bills now 7-6 on the season. They are 11th in the AFC playoff standings.
I don't care about the numbers. I don't care about 11th. They are online to be a playoff team now.
I agree.
This win changes it. The mess in front of them will subside. If they win games, this team's going to the playoffs.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think today was not perfect. I'm still trying to figure out exactly how they found a way to win this game. They hung on and they made some stops at the end, but the defense stepping up at the end to seal the win.
Yeah, the defense was great. Offense made some plays. James Cook, we'll go through all of that.
Yeah.
What was this game really about, besides them staying alive in the playoffs?
Sean McDermott.
It was about Sean McDermott. I mean, look, your head coach was beaten up this week.
Absolutely.
And what happened? They rallied around him.
I think it galvanized the team.
No question. They rallied around him because this is where you get paid back for being a man and a human that he didn't get credit for. In the article, he came across like, I don't know what.
An asshole?
Yeah, he really did. And the people who know him best, and look, does everybody love him? A lot of you want him gone. I get it. You're talking about the football coach. As a man, I remember thinking like, it's Sean McDermott. Like,
yeah.
He's got part Boy Scout, part wrestler, part focus coach. You know, he's a lot of things. There's things that he's not. But a bad guy, it just didn't seem to fit.
And I think you saw the team stand up for him earlier in the week.
Yep.
And I think you saw guys today go out of their way, Mitch Morris being one of them, to speak on the character of McDermott and how to him, you know, after or before a game, excuse me, you know, Mitch Morris has been open about dealing with some anxiety issues. He wasn't sure at this moment if he was going to play because he was very
anxious.
Well,
this is a game he was talking about earlier in his career with the Bills.
To clarify.
And he said, he talked to Sean. What did he say, 90 minutes before the game?
Yeah, and Sean pulled him aside and was like, hey, like, I'm here for you, essentially. And also the fact that, you know, your family, all this stuff, like, you do whatever you need to be. You are so much more than a football player.
That's it. And he said, from that moment on, he looked at this guy and thought, basically, like he's saying, this guy thinks of me as a person.
Yeah.
And that means a lot. And that's why when other people say something, and look, everybody's experience with the guy is going to be a little different.
Of course.
These guys play for him. That was something. And I had asked the question of Mitch just about Sean. And then he said, I know you didn't ask this, but he proceeded to tell that story. Like he wanted to tell that story. So, look, is it perfect? Is everything he does right? Does it work? No. But when you say this, it's like, don't say that about my brother. And I think that's the way they thought of him. And you used the word galvanized. I think it did. This team was together when they came out here.
Oh, absolutely. And one of the words you kept hearing, as much as we talk about Sean McDermott, that being something the team rallied around, it was also energy. Energy, energy. Coming into the locker room at the end of warm-ups before the team came back out for the start of the game, you heard them screaming, energy, energy, energy. And this team, there were moments where absolutely this team did lack energy and all these things. But at the same moment, I thought this team, it was such a huge moment for this team to be able to pull off a win. A, because what was on the line in terms of their season, but B, to be able to do it and to say to everyone, hey, we are still here and we support our guy in Sean McDermott.
Yeah. it came down to the end against Mahomes and
a
field goal. So tell me what it was like on the field when the Bills have the lead and then they don't.
It was incredible because, so on the field shooting the game, you can really only see through the viewfinder of the camera. And, you know, you see the pass to Travis Kelce and I was like, not good. And then you see the other pass to Kadarius Toney and I was like, oh my God, the place erupts. You hear screaming fans, the cheers. And then you hear, oh, there's a flag. And then the immediate reaction. And I think Bills players were kind of like,
okay, so we're going to put it in right here. This is what Ed Oliver said.
I love it.
When he saw the flag, before he saw the flag, when he saw the touchdown, this was Ed's reaction.
Oh, shit. To be honest, I still don't know what really happened. I don't know what happened.
He was called for being offside at the start.
Tony?
Yeah.
Oh, good for him. Good for him, great for us. So,
yes, in a very Ed way, right?
It's incredible.
But you know what? That just kept them out of the end zone. The Bills still had to get a stop.
Yeah.
And they came through, and Ed was one of the leaders in that.
Yeah, I think the defensive line, you saw them get some pressure, especially late. Those back-to-back, the last two drives of the game for the Chiefs, the Bills' defense able to neutralize the threat. Von Miller did make a play.
Yeah, he did.
He did. But I thought really today, Ed Oliver, Greg Rousseau, early on in the game, the interception by A.J. Epinesa.
All he does is pick off passes.
The flash play. He obviously had the rib injury. He tried to come back. Then he set the rest of the game out.
Well, they had that, and Micah Hyde left the field.
Micah Hyde was in a lot of pain.
A lot of pain.
Yeah.
And so that is a, you know, not having him on the field, like you need Micah Hyde on the field
for this
team.
They said it was a stinger, right?
Yeah, he was in a lot of pain down there. So, you know, a lot of people were sending me messages on Twitter and all, this defense failing in the second half. This defense did not fail in the second half.
No.
The offense was doing nothing. We'll talk about them in a second.
Nothing.
But the defense had to step up for them. They found a way. They got some turnovers, even though the offense didn't do anything.
Taron Johnson. Yep. Yeah.
Making a play. Christian Bernard, I think, knocked the ball away.
And Johnson. Christian Benford.
Oh, why do I say
that? Well, you're talking about Terrell Bernard.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yes.
You just
I know. I conflate the two names. But, hey.
You can say conflate, but you can't get it.
I know. Isn't that something? But there was guys making plays. And, look, you know, they held the Chiefs down. Like, they may not be the offense they were before, but it's still Kelce and it's still Mahomes.
Yeah, and Kelce had some nice plays today.
He did. And then, you know, by the way, T-Swift?
Yes, I saw her.
Where'd you see her?
I was in the stadium in the post-game room setting up, and I kind of just was like, I kind of was zoning out, and then I just saw her walk by and was like, oh, my God, that was definitely Taylor Swift. And then I ran out, and I saw, like, the posse of people trying to get her picture.
She said, hey, Jenna, how you doing? Did you
hear
that?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
definitely. She has, like, an ethereal glow to her.
Yes, it's Swifty.
Catherine Fitzgerald of the Buffalo News had a great tweet that the Bills are 1-0 when Taylor Swift is in attendance.
Yeah.
Fact.
And they may get another chance. You never know. They could be back.
They might get another.
Let's go to the,
ahead. Well, what were you going to say?
No, I was going to move on to the offense, but go ahead.
No, so this kind of segues this the same point. So we talked earlier about energy and how the Bills came out saying they wanted to emphasize energy, all these things. So they had an early start. The offense looked good. The James Cook backflip into the end zone,
right.
Which I was like, my back hurts just looking at that. But, and then Allen obviously in for the touchdown, all this stuff. And then it felt like when you have a balloon and it just like slowly all, it just slowly just starts deflating.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, it felt inevitable that the game was going to be tied.
Right.
And then I was like, I know how this story ends type of thing. Because the offense, when they had opportunities, it just felt, uncoordinated.
It did. You know, and look, Kansas City's got a really good defense.
They do, absolutely.
And they can put on pressure. And they bring it from all different ways.
Yes, the O-line was.
And they were struggling. This is not just the one man beating the other man. They bring pressure with different players. They bring it up the middle. They bring it with safeties. They bring it with corners. Like, it is a really good defense.
Josh was uncomfortable all day.
Oh, no doubt. How about the throw? Let's get to the offense. How about the throw he made? Going to the sidelines. I mean, I asked him about it, and he's typical Josh. He's like, oh, you know, make a play, blah, blah, blah. He's falling out of bounds, going backwards, falling out of plays. Throws it to Latavius Murray, who secured the ball and ran for 15 steps before. Did you see Josh's answer to me when I asked him about it? And then
he says, it's
Latavius
a
made a
great
catch.
Yeah.
He kind of gave that little smile.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Like, yeah, that great catch.
Boy, they needed that.
I honestly was like, I don't know. I didn't know what the ruling on the field was.
Oh, they don't know. The NFL doesn't know what a catch is.
No.
It was bad calls all around. I know – most of you think that more against the Bills. It really ended up being they got a few breaks. I mean, they got the offsides call, which was clearly offsides.
It was, but they don't normally.
But that play was something. But, Jenna, at the beginning of the game, they got this 14-0 lead. They're moving the ball. Josh is looking good. And, man, then from that last drive before half, it just everything just sort of went away.
So Gabe Davis, once again, did not have – he had two targets.
And he had a drop.
No catches in this one.
And what's going on with Diggs?
I'm – if you were to take the last couple of games
– Yeah.
Stephon Diggs has been not just average, but below average.
He dropped that one, and it was a very key play because it was right before the two-minute warning.
Oh, that
– which is basically a run play, but you want to get it in Diggs' hand. And he drops it. And you look at that clock, and you're like, oh, my God, we're still not at the two-minute warning. And they didn't need to use the timeout.
What was it, like 2:06 or something?
Yeah.
That, to me, that stretch right there, I was like, this, the clock management in terms of that.
Yeah.
I think, like, okay, I get it. The screen pass essentially would have been a run. But then to have the other two passes and to be in that spot where you're like, they didn't, what are we doing?
Yeah,
that,
well, I didn't have a problem with them. They wanted to get a touchdown.
I mean, I get that, but I was like, wow, you took essentially.
But they weren't using the clock, and it wasn't done. So Diggs had trouble catching the ball. I thought Kincaid made some really good plays.
Yeah.
Dawson Knox made some plays for them.
Yeah, he did.
You know, in the game. Dante Hardy.
I know.
Huge play
on
third
down. Well,
my thing
was like, huge play, but I was like, Diggs and Davis haven't been reliable.
Yeah, but when that happens, somebody needs to step up for them. And Hardy made a play.
That's literally my point.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm saying, like, you needed someone to make a play, and Diggs and Davis haven't been doing that, so you went to Deontay Hardy. We had a Trent Sherfield sighting today.
I know. And the good motion they had.
Did Khalil Shakir have a catch?
Boy, I'm not looking at the stats now. I don't remember anything. Maybe he did.
I don't remember anything.
By the way, go to BuffaloPlusStore.com because you can get your Let James Cook shirt on there. Man, he was so good,
was good
early.
Mm-hmm.
And then they got away from him a little bit. They like Murray in pass protection
they
more.
They do, yeah.
But I would have liked to have seen even more Cook. I mean, Cook is a heck of a player.
I think you're starting to see. We talked about it on the Buffalo Plus channel on Saturday.
He was one of the guys
to really key in on. And I thought he has been impressive in some of those moments. And I thought as a pass catcher, he's really been developing. And you're starting to see that even more. I was expecting him to get the ball a little bit more in the second half. But I think what you've seen so far from Cook in these last couple of games, it's just about building. And I think that with continuing that, the trust will continue to build from the Bills as well.
Yes. And they ran a wheel route. I love the wheel route. When the back comes around, gets on the linebacker, he beats him. It's the one
so
he should have had the touchdown
against
the Eagles.
Yeah.
But he made the catch. And I love that route. And I think he can be really effective. He is more dynamic.
Yeah.
And more and more of him. But I get why, first of all, you know, they mix in other players. I get why they have Murray back there. Guys were running free coming at Josh.
Yeah.
And he missed on one block, Murray did. But I think he does. And I'm sure when they look at the tape, they'll know more. I think he does a pretty good job. Sometimes you got to think that's why he is on the field.
Yeah.
To help protect Josh Allen so he doesn't get killed.
1,000%.
Yeah.
The dude is a bruiser. Like, he's a big guy. And so he offers that. Whereas, obviously, James Cook is not really the one you're relying on for that. I think it's, what is it, thunder and lightning. You know, that we always talked about that. We thought it would be that with Devin Singletary and Zach Moss.
But with these two, I want 80% lightning, 20% thunder.
Yeah, that's fair.
In moments.
Yeah, I think that's how to win.
Yep. I said I thought this was as big a win as they've had for the franchise in the regular season since Josh has been the quarterback.
I think that the goalposts have continued to move back for this team. Like, I think for a couple years it was just getting the first win in Kansas City. Then there was other big wins across the way. But, yeah, this is – like, When the team was like establishing themselves, that win on Thanksgiving in Dallas, like games like that. But in terms of what was at stake, this game was massive.
It's keeping the season going. It really is.
Yeah.
If you lose this game, the way it went is brutal. Keeps it alive. They're in a good spot. They're not great, but they're in a better spot, obviously, than if you lost. And look, then they got Dallas. You know, you got that. You still got to go out west against L.A. You got the Patriots, and then it ends with the Dolphins. We have no idea what that game is going to mean.
Yeah, that game could mean everything, or it could mean resting your starters if you're Miami.
I want to add one thing at the end. So I'm down in the tunnel at the end of the game, probably not where I'm supposed to be because, you know, my God, everybody's got a badge. So, and I hear about how terrible sometimes people say, like, we're in Philly, and, you know, I'm a little protective of Philly. Oh, they're terrible there. And then I hear about how bad sometimes people say, in Buffalo, they do this.
I know where you're going with this. I told you this.
It was embarrassing in the tunnel. First of all, as the refs are coming off the field. Yeah, yell at the refs. You lost the game. They called something against you. People were throwing. There were bottles coming down. When I say bottles, plastic bottles filled with water coming down. Kids throwing them. People, the language, like, I'm no little, you know, I can't hear language, but I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
This is sweet Midwest Kansas City. I think they have great fans. This is a great place. It's a percentage of people. I say this all the time.
Yeah.
But check yourself a little bit with some of the people doing. And I say it all the time, whether it's in New York or Chicago or Boston or Philly, wherever, or Buffalo, there's a percentage of people. Well, there was a percentage of them here. They should be, that group, whoever many it was, should be embarrassed at the way, not just yelling, I mean, throwing stuff. They had to knock stuff down. Players were reacting back to the Chiefs fans. It was pretty ugly.
I told you that. When they played here a couple years ago, and I said, I was like, those fans, man, I get it. They're passionate, and it's not every fan. But some of the things that were being said, I was like, then I was like, oh, and they won. I was like, oh, my goodness. But, yeah, it's unfortunate that some people, a minority of people can ruin it for the majority of fans.
Small amount.
Yeah.
Very vocal. You. But you start throwing stuff down where even the refs, whatever you think
were
of the refs.
Were there batteries?
No, but it was these. But it was.
Come on. You didn't get my
It's a Philly shot. Everybody takes a shot at Philly. It was water bottles.
Yeah. No,
water.
No, I get it. That's
Yeah. Coming right down. Right at this tunnel right over here.
They can't see that tunnel.
Maybe they were throwing them at me.
Probably.
I mean, I was there.
That's true.
Could have been. Maybe it was Taylor Swift. She would never do that.
No. My gosh, no.
No.
I am still kind of in shock that they won this game.
I think they deserve to win the game.
I agree.
But you're surprised
they
found a way.
But I just felt like this whole season, it's like they would score or whatever, and then, you know, the Eagles – like the Eagles game, it was like it slipped through their fingers. There was even like against like the Patriots, they scored
they
late. And then I was like, I know how this is going to end.
Well, they barely held on against the Giants. They got a break at the end, like all that stuff. But it's you said, now look, very wise man immediately after the game in Philly said to you what? Or said to everybody, listen to me, you didn't get to hear it till later. They were going to come here and win.
Yeah.
They said they were going to win. And then I think a lot of people got on board. And then the Bills took a little detour during the bye week with the Von Miller stuff and the McDermott stuff, and it was nonsense. But I still think, honestly, I think they're a better team than the Chiefs.
I think they are. Yeah.
They came here and they won, so they got that done. But this only keeps you going. It doesn't get it done. But it was impressive that they
got it
done. Anytime you win in this place, it's impressive, and they needed it, and they got it done.
They needed it, and you know every team around the AFC is looking at the Bills if they're in the playoffs already, and they're like, shit, we don't want to see them.
You don't want to be a 2 seed looking at the Bills.
You don't want to see Buffalo.
Hey, they know they can win here, and they know they can win in Miami. Those are two of the teams you could end up playing. And they won in Baltimore last year. Like, they've won in those places. But you got to do it. But they're still a ways off to the playoffs. I'm jumping ahead.
Yeah.
But this at least gives you real
the
hope
season,
that they can
Yes, know. Yes. The season, it didn't derail.
Yep. Good.
We were joking, like, I was drinking my Coca-Cola, and Matt Bove said I looked like I needed a cigarette.
It was a rough one out here, but they got it done.
Yeah. Good teams win.
That's it.
Yeah. All right.
Dan would say great teams cover.
Yeah, he would. Did they cover? No.
They won. Well, yeah. They won. They were underdogs, yeah.
Oh, that's true. That's right. Yeah. I forgot. What do you know what the line is next week against Dallas?
I think it's after the game. We don't know the final of the game if Dallas wins. I still think it's going to be.
Who is Dallas playing?
Eagles. I still think it's going to be, I think it'll probably be Bills by 1 or 2. Like, they'll be favored at home. Close.
Yeah.
2, 3. You know, they love make it 3.
I feel like 2.
Yeah.
I could see 2. All right. For Mike. Oh, yes. Please be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. For Mike, for Dan back in the studio, I'm Jenna. Please comment in your thoughts on this game, your takeaways, and how you're feeling after Bills now 7-6 on the season. Yeah. All right.
You're going to keep talking?
I don't know. I'm just done. Like, comment, subscribe. Thanks. I'm Jenna. Bye. Oh, presented by Buffalo.
Connors and Ferris.
Yes, thank you.